The king is coming.
To Nottingham.
Something has changed. The king is returning.
Gisborne is saying he will marry Marion.
I promised to marry him when the king returns.
Under duress?
Yes, to save my life and my father's.
You do not love him!
He has qualities!
Gisborne wasn't well, so he said. The truth is, he went to the Holy Land to try to kill the king.
The physician came every day.
Who was this physician?
Fitz is his name.
What illness did he have?
Fever? Contagion?
You tell me the truth.
So Guy had business in London?
He had business in the Holy Land. The physician will talk. He did not treat Gisborne.
I don't know how to thank you.
I'll think of something.
Alan. Where is Alan? And Will!
I have a plan of my own.
The Night Watchman.
One final fling, something to make me feel more comfortable in my marriage.
The sheriff has a scheme. He intends to kill the king.
Time to play, Night Watchman.
This Night Watchman business will be the death of you.
Marion sinks to the ground.
Gotcha.
Robin.
John!
It's not good, is it?
Maybe not so good.
She's going to die.
What are you doing? What are you doing? You'll hurt her!
Where she is, she cannot feel a thing!
Jack thumps Marion's chest.
Where is the physician? I cannot wait!
What have I done?
Unless I am badly mistaken, the sheriff and Gisborne will arrive at any moment.
Your friend is dead.
Dead?
Robin kneels over Marion in tears. He strokes her face.
Marion.
The sheriff.
Robin! Robin! Come out, wherever you are.
Robin slowly raises his head with a sinister expression. Robin Hood. Jonas Armstrong, Lucy Griffiths, Richard Armitage, and Keith Allen. Gordon Kennedy, Sam Troughton, Joe Armstrong, Harry Lloyd, Anjali J. Written by Dominic Minghella. Episode 13, A Clue, No. Sherwood Forest.
You're getting slack, my friend. Could it have been easier for me? If you'd led me by the hand to your little hidey hole. A clue? No.
Alan, where are Alan and Will?
Little John and Much hide nearby.
No. Stand!
Oh.
Stand or we shoot!
The sheriff looks round at his men.
There are two of you.
Last warning!
How many do you think there could be of them?
A dozen or so at the most. They'll be in a circle.
And how many of the outer circle?
I don't know.
You seem to misunderstand me, my friend. You do not have a bargaining position.
Robin, what do I do with him? If he dies, you have nothing against Gisborne.
Wait! Why are they not running? Why are they not running?
Hood must be in there.
John? Now what?
Board now. Kill them!
Positions!
John, I think we're gonna die.
A good day.
What?
A good day to die.
What?
It's a scene.
Take aim!
I hate sayings.
The sheriff's archers take aim while their leader smiles smugly. Suddenly, one of his men is hit by an arrow.
There's Hood! Shoot!
Robin!
One of Robin's arrows narrowly misses the sheriff, who ducks and clamps his hand firmly over his mouth. Robin throws himself down the bank.
Where's my tooth?
The sheriff scrabbles on the ground.
What have I done?
One of his men falls in front of him.
What is this? Who does not kill?
Robin fires one arrow after the other, each one meeting its target.
Do not shoot!
Pitts comes running down the incline, waving a white handkerchief.
It's me!
Move!
Sir Guy?
Kill him.
I have always served you well!
Serve your purpose. Kill him!
Robin looks on in shock as an arrow hits Pitts in the back.
Running!
Second line forward!
Seeing the advancing soldiers, Robin unsheathes his sword and runs towards them. Much grabs his blade.
It's a good day!
Much, Little John and Jack thunder behind Robin.
Come on then! What is this? Is it suicide?
They meet the soldiers head on.
King Richard!
Robin slays one soldier after another, while John makes his way steadily through his opponents with an arrow stuck in his arm. Gisborne watches from the periphery. Then, as Robin runs to face him, Alan appears, firing an arrow.
Do something, Gisborne!
Alan's arrow hits a soldier.
Get me out of here!
As Robin and his gang annihilate his troops, the sheriff stumbles about in a daze. Jack kills one soldier while others run away. The sheriff and Gisborne gallop off.
Dithering idiots! Cost me my tooth!
Robin and his followers survey the scene. Much spins round breathlessly. Bodies litter the forest floor, and one by one, Much, Robin and Jack drop to their knees.
Where were you two?
I can explain. It's a woman, a mother. She's giving birth to this newborn babe, right?
We're going to take the hall. Gisborne's money. We're going to take it to Scarborough.
Robin looks up.
Yeah. What can I say?
Sorry. Really.
Well, we're here now. Saved your bacon, actually. What? We said sorry?
Marion. Gisborne stabbed her last night. She's
dead. Marion's dead.
Robin stabs his sword into the ground, then he and the others head into the cave where Marion's body is lying. John holds a burning torch.
We need to bury her.
We must take her to Nightenhall, to her father. John, I want you to. Jack, prepare a body. Well, I need you to make... I need you to make a coffin.
In good time. First... we say goodbye. She was a good woman. Kind. Considerate.
Good. Well, she was... she was...
She was all right. Yeah.
Her, we liked.
Her, we loved. Her, I loved. I loved her and I never told her.
Well, she knew. We all knew.
Alan notices something, then steps towards Marion, whose eyelashes are flickering.
I'm not being funny, right? She's breathing.
Jack holds a sword up to Marion's mouth.
On the blade. She's breathing.
Told ya.
What? Physician's draft. I've heard of this before. Hemlock. Too much antibody freezes. Breathing stops. But if one is young and strong, the body fights back. Comes back from the dead.
She died.
And came back.
Alice.
Robin tries to wake her. She opens her eyes.
Where would I be?
I don't know. But I'm glad you're back.
It'd be nice to have dealt with Robin Hood before the king returns.
What?
The king is not coming.
What do you mean the king is not coming?
He's in the Holy Land. I've arranged an imposter. Think about it. Is the real king, who spent God knows how long fighting in the Holy Land, going to stop off in Nottingham on his way home for a chat? A clue? No.
Why?
How many of our friends are against us? Our pathetic lords. Merton, Woodville, Edward. How many of them are scheming? Smiling at us, lying, biding their time, nodding their heads, all the while preparing for the return of their king, the precious Richard the Lionheart. Preparing? To turn against us the minute he walks through that door.
I don't know.
None of them have ever seen the king. So, this way, we find out. The plots bubble to the surface. The rats come scurrying out of the woodwork.
Why didn't you tell me?
Oh, sorry. Nothing personal. Anyway, you should thank me. You get to marry the girl.
Yeah. But based on a lie, the king is not really coming.
Oh, isn't that despicable? I don't know how you could possibly live with yourself.
What if Edward is one of them?
I will hang him!
Swap.
Now Robin and the others are transporting Marion swiftly through the forest on a makeshift stretcher. At Knighton Hall, John carries Marion into a bedroom and places her gently down while Jack arranges the covers. Edward leans over her.
Robin, this is my fault.
No. It was the sheriff in Gisborne's.
When the king returns, the sheriff will make his move. You know that. He will try to kill the king. Help me stop him. My daughter's wedding takes place in Locksley on Saturday. At the same time, the sheriff will meet the king in Nottingham. Maybe he's thinking I and others will attend the wedding and leave him free to assassinate the king. But we must forget the wedding. We must be in Nottingham.
We? I don't think so.
You, me, and a number of loyal nobles. Now is the time to act. To stand up and defend our king. Join us.
What about Marion? She cannot be left to meet Gisborne at the altar.
Gisborne. I'll get rid of him.
Gisborne dismounts and Edward hurries down the stairs.
Sir Guy.
Come to see Marion. There's something I need to speak to her about.
She's indisposed.
Indisposed?
Sleeping.
At this hour?
She is unwell.
She's not here.
She is here.
I knew she would not keep her promise. She cannot run from me.
Sir Guy, I assure you that she would...
Do not, Sir Guy, me. Where is she?
She's been injured.
I do not know how. Perhaps a fall in the woods.
Lie to me!
I am not lying!
Gisborne bursts into Marion's room.
I told you.
Much is hiding behind the door, and Edward glances up at something with a shocked expression.
She looks pale, Marion. It's all right, it's only me.
Marion can see Robin hanging from the ceiling above Gisborne.
She is unwell. I will send for a physician.
No need. I'm sure rest and recuperation. Perhaps the excitement of the wedding.
Is that true? The wedding excites her.
You wanted to tell her something?
Yes. Tell her I'm also... Goodbye.
Goodbye, Sir Guy.
John appears from beneath the bed.
Send for a physician. Just kill one. He is revolted.
You killed one?
Yes. Pitts. We thought he would denounce Gisborne, but he was a traitor. He was also revolting. I'm glad he is dead.
Yeah, but she's got to marry Gisborne now. Tomorrow.
True. Marion, I will find another way out of this.
Robin, I need to speak to you.
Robin and Edward head out of the room.
Do you really have another way out for Marion?
I will think of something.
If you cannot stop it, then do not speak of it.
Once Marion is married, it can never be undone.
Then what is your plan?
Something.
No! That is not good enough. You will raise Marion's hopes. You will raise her hopes only to see them dashed. If you care about her, spare her that. If you cannot save her, I beg you, do the right thing. Let her go.
Do you know something? I am sick of doing the right thing.
Robin? I need your help. Robin!
Now Robin's sitting in the grass looking down at Loxley. Much comes to join him.
I knew you'd be here.
It is my village.
Remember the times we used to sit up here? Sit up here and say there was no finer place in England.
Gisborne is stealing my life.
And you must let him. You heard, Edward. The king is in danger. And what is Loxley if England saved?
This moment I care more about Loxley than England.
It isn't Loxley, is it? Marion. We must let her go. I say we, I mean you.
There must be a way.
Robin, the king is coming back. And if we can stop the sheriff from messing things up, then England will be right again.
Will it?
Yes! The sheriff will be out. You'll be in. We're talking days, surely. I mean, you'll have your lands back. You'll be in Loxley. I'll be in Bondchurch. It's not a huge estate, but it's big enough. A man could easily get lost on it, easily.
You know something? If you want to get lost, why don't you start practicing now?
You don't mean that. You know, a smaller man would be offended. A smaller man would be wounded.
You see, there is no smaller man much. You are the smaller man. All you care about is the roof over your head, the food in your belly. You speak every facile thought that comes into your head. You're like a pox on my skin. I keep scratching. But you never go away.
Looking heartbroken, Much roughly shoves Robin.
You go away.
Much gets to his feet and storms off, leaving Robin alone, staring down at the little village. Robin hangs his head. At Knighton Hall, Marion slowly comes downstairs.
Marion.
What is happening with Merton and the other nobles?
They are ready, making preparations.
Will you get word to the king?
If we can. If not, we will protect him as he arrives in Nottingham.
It is so dangerous. Any move against the sheriff, if you were to be caught.
I have waited too long, Marion.
And Robin?
What of him?
Well, he used to be in charge of the king's private guard. He will assist you.
I think not.
Why?
He wants to stop your wedding.
He cannot.
I have told him.
Do you believe Gisborne went to the Holy Land? Tried to kill the king, attacked Robin?
I do not know what to believe anymore.
Will you take me to him?
Robin?
No, Gisborne. I need to ask him.
Marion's carriage arrives at Locksley.
Get out and scour the country for the night watchman. I want him found by sunset.
He spots her.
Marion.
I'm quite well.
A robbery. Small thing. But I've taken extra precautions. You're entirely safe.
I hope you have not lost anything important.
I'll get it back.
Sir Guy, I must ask you a difficult question.
I'm intrigued.
Did you try and kill the king in the Holy Land?
Pardon?
Is it true that last year you were not in quarantine with a fever, but that you travelled to the Holy Land, you and others dressed as Saracens, and tried to kill the king?
Robin Hood.
What of him?
Been talking to him.
This is a rumour which has been circulating, and I need an answer. I could not marry you if it were true.
Rumours, Marion. You need to be more careful than you listen to. The day the king returns is a day of joy for me. It is the day that I marry you.
I am not sure.
Well, you must be sure. Have you not seen what you do to me? My passion for you.
He kisses her, but she pulls away.
I have never felt like this before.
I must go.
Stay.
I must go.
Not until you tell me you believe me.
I believe you.
When she's gone, he drops into a chair and sighs deeply. Now, Marion's burning her night watchman outfit.
How are you feeling?
I've been to see Guy. I've challenged him.
And let me guess. You asked him if he was a traitor. He said he wasn't. And you believed him?
Yes. Robin, I think you've been wrong about him.
No. Trust me. I've been right about him.
Maybe the difference between you and he is not so huge. And isn't that your thesis? Isn't that the Robin Hood worldview?
What thesis?
that one man is much like another, that the poor are no different from the wealthy and just as deserving, why can't you apply your charitable principles to somebody who's been deprived in a different way? Deprived of love.
Deprived of love.
Robin goes to the hearth and looks down at the fire as he leans on the mantel.
The night watchman.
She turns to face him.
This is goodbye, Robin. It's time for us to both grow up and accept our lot in life.
Are you marrying him?
I am marrying him.
Very well.
Pardon?
You said grow up. I'm growing up.
Robin, where are you going?
When he's gone, she hits the wall.
Arms. What about weapons?
We will make sure all our men are armed under their cloaks. I will alert the king's private guard as best I can.
I am anxious. What if the sheriff is planning
Remember,
to...
the sheriff will try to kill the king tomorrow. We will have the king's private guard on our side. And not just that. We will have right on our side. Justice. My lords, we've been biding our time for too long.
They hear a noise, and one of them goes to the door, sword drawn. It's Much and the others.
We are Robin Hood's men, here to protect the king.
Let them in. They are Robin's men. We can trust them. Much served the king in Antioch. Welcome, Much. Robin is not with you.
Robin is, not himself.
There is no Robin.
Edward nods. Robin sitting against a tree, gazing down at Locksley. He's there as night turns to day. Outside a small church, preparations are being made for the wedding. Gisborne looks on as an archway is decorated with green leaves and a table is laid with food and jugs of wine. Thornton approaches him.
Master, about your family.
I have no family, Thornton. Thornton.
Are you married?
Alas, my wife has died, sir.
Did she understand you?
I think so, sir.
That is a thing, isn't it? We understand.
Yes, indeed, sir.
Gisborne looks at his reflection in a nearby pond.
I have committed crimes. Heinous crimes. But by taking Marion in holy wedlock, we'll wash away those crimes. Her pure heart. Cleanse mine.
Now, Marion emerges from Knighton Hall wearing an elaborately decorated lace veil. Edward is waiting by the carriage as the servants applaud happily and throw rice at Marion. With a serious expression, Marion turns to her father before climbing into the carriage.
Will.
Moments later, she arrives at the church under Gisborne's watchful gaze. She hangs her head a little as he walks over to meet her. Robin remains sitting against the tree on the hillside outside of the village. Marion gets down from the carriage.
I hope the decorations of the church, I hope they please you.
They do.
I hope I please you.
You should not be here.
Who should be here?
You should be inside the church waiting for me.
Oh,
Forgive me, I was unaware.
Have you never been to a wedding before?
No.
Wait inside for me.
He heads off obediently, then turns.
Marion, I've dreamed of this day.
Go.
Gisborne looks past her.
Sir Edward.
He was needed on business. He sends his apologies. What?
Nothing.
With a heavy heart, Marion steps slowly towards the church. Robin remains by his tree. At Nottingham Castle, Edward rides through the streets with Much and the others walking alongside.
This is strange, going without Robin.
It's fine. He's made his decision. It's fine.
What are you doing?
There's something I have to do. I must find Robin.
Come on, it's up to us.
Much races away from Nottingham across the green field outside the city walls. Struggling for breath, he comes to a halt. He notices the royal procession coming over the hill. He's pushed out of the way.
Much! I fought in the King's Guard!
Much looks up at the King, who doesn't acknowledge him as he passes. Much seems confused.
Edward. Marion.
Much seems torn as to which way to run. Now, the royal procession makes its way through the streets of Nottingham, where the crowds have come out to see him. Edward's standing with the sheriff's group as the king stops in front of them.
Your Majesty. Welcome to Nottinghamshire, the king's own country.
We are glad to be back on English soil.
I'm sure we are.
In the Great Hall, the King steps onto a platform.
My loyal subjects, we have survived the Holy Land. And we are grateful for your warm welcome. However, there are those amongst us who are disloyal, who would plot against authority, who do not understand law and order. We must quash them now.
The sheriff nods to himself.
Arrest Sheriff Fazy!
Me?
Take him to the dungeons!
Me? Me?
The oath! Me! Arrest them! Arrest all of them! You idiotic buffoon!
Little John laughs as the sheriff is taken away. Now, Marion walks towards the church door, while people on either side of her throw leaves as she passes. As she joins Gisborne at the altar, Robin gets to his feet, then shoulders a backpack and picks up his quiver and bow. In the Great Hall.
Good subjects. We must judge the sheriff according to law. In such a case, we shall hear French evidence.
French evidence?
Walter, Lord of Merton!
Merton, one of Edward's followers, goes to the king, kneels in front of him and kisses his ring.
Marion, vis saberi, hanc personam Guy Crispin Gisborne, ut sit tua legitima uxor, ut cum ea vivas, iuxta Dei ordinationem in sancto matrimonio.
Walter, Lord of Merton, go left, à gauche, to give evidence for the sheriff, go right, à droite, to give evidence against the sheriff.
Merton goes right.
Do you wish to give evidence against the sheriff?
I do.
Good. God save the king.
The hooded figure is in fact the sheriff, who pulls out a dagger.
Stop the wedding! Stop the wedding!
Robin hears the bells.
The king is an imposter! The king is not in Nottingham!
It's not
the king! The king is in Nottingham or not? That has no bearing on a wedding.
Did you know this?
The priest is right. This makes no difference, our happiness.
You lied to me. What else have you lied about?
He went to the Holy Land! He tried to kill the king!
I have done wrong. But you will wash away my sins.
If it is not the king?
It is a ruse by the sheriff to flush out his enemies.
What will happen to them? My father, I must go to Nottingham.
My father will be safe. I have made provision. He alone will be spared. You see, my influence, it benefits you. As my father-in-law, he is protected. As my father-in-law.
You are cruel.
This is wrong!
You must have legal grounds to object or remain silent.
I have moral grounds!
Get him out of here!
He's the man! He's a
traitor!
Get back
here!
And a liar! Is that legal? And our heart belongs to another! Let her tell you that. Mary, my lady, tell them.
Yes, Marion. Tell them. Remember your father.
It is not true. I am sorry. I know you mean well. But my heart belongs here.
Get on with it.
What?!
Do you have a ring?
He needs you! Marion!
Wise decision. In time you will thank me.
Marion takes the ring from her wedding finger and places it on her other hand.
No, the left hand. The ring must go on the left hand.
No. The right is better.
She punches Gisborne with her right hand, then races out of the church. Robin gallops towards her.
You take this man and this horse as your route out of here!
I do!
Beaming, Marion races through the party preparation to Robin. Much drags himself out of the pond, covered in weeds.
Master! The king! It's not the king! He's an imposter!
A trap. I knew it. Who's there?
Everyone! A gang!
Robin, my father. He leads the rebellion.
Marion leaps up onto the back of Robin's horse and they race away. She throws off her veil as they go. Much follows on another steed.
Former Sheriff Edward of Knighton.
Tell it how it is, Edward. I will.
Little John shakes his head. In the church.
We can catch her for you, sir.
Gisborne leans down to pick up the wedding ring.
No. Let her go.
Edward drops to his knees in front of the impostor and kisses the man's ring. Little John watches suspiciously as Edward heads towards the door.
Lord Knighton, go left, à gauche, to give evidence for the sheriff. Go right, à droite, to give evidence against the sheriff.
Much, Robin and Marion arrive at the city.
We can't be seen together. We'd never get in anyway.
I'll try the east gate.
We'll try the west.
Marion!
Robin!
She runs back towards him, and cupping her head in his hand, he leans down to kiss her. Smiling, he gallops away. She watches him for a moment, then runs off in the opposite direction. Inside the castle, Edward's making his way down the corridor, while the sheriff, disguised in his robes, puts his quill against his hand.
Fudge.
At the city wall.
Climbing. You know I hate climbing.
Robin fires an arrow with rope attached up towards the top of the city wall. Meanwhile, Edward turns to the right-hand door to give evidence.
Do you wish to give evidence against the sheriff?
Two arrows land on the desk.
A clue. No.
The sheriff is pinned to the desk by his robes. Robin, Much and Edward race back down the corridor to the Great Hall.
It's a trap! It's a trap! This is not the king!
Arrest that imposter!
I knew this smelled funny.
Get him! Run!
Will and the others make a break for it, but are headed off by soldiers with axes. They find another escape route.
Thought we were out of a job. Good to have you back. It's good to be back.
Robin! Not so fast, my friend. Sorry to burst your bubble, Hood. But I'm sure you know how this goes. Hands up. Sport my game, Hood.
John! Catch!
Robin throws the rope up to John on a balcony, who bags two soldiers and ties them up. Next, Robin shoots an arrow that's attached to the other end of the rope. It bounces off the walls and lands clean through the sheriff's shoe. John pushes the soldiers off the balcony, pulling the sheriff so he's dangling upside down from the ceiling.
Everybody still, if you please!
I think we can safely say an audience with the king has been suspended! Come on, lads. Let's go.
Robin winks at Marion. Outside, Robin, Much, John, Jack, Alan and Will punch the air.